Well, as we approach lunch on Wednesday, the Aussie market's off to a decent start. We've got the ASX 200 up about 0.25%, so going a long way to recoup a good portion of yesterday's 0.4% pullback. We're seeing the strongest gains actually from mining stocks, to a lesser extent, some improvements from energy stocks on a lift in the oil price, and some of the banks which are improving as well at this stage. This comes after receiving quite a positive lead from Wall Street in the overnight session. Impressive considering that there were fresh tariffs introduced between both the US and China. One of the reasons perhaps why markets have generally responded quite well is the actual tax rate or tariff rate, not quite as bad as it could have been and what many feared. So it maxes out at 10% for the time being. There were some expectations that they might have introduced tariffs at 25%. So we had improvements across the board in overnight trade, and it seems to be continuing on to our market today. So BHP, Rio and Fortescue up at the moment by as much as 3% after falling back just yesterday. Costa Group, the farmer, is up about 7% today as well after receiving a broker upgrade, but certainly a much smaller name, so not having a huge impact. Plenty of losers today. One of them is Synlait. The dairy group is down about 8%. Now, interestingly, it delivered a profit result which was quite promising and solid, almost doubling its profits for the year to $74.5 million. A lift in infant formula sales has really been one of the big drivers here, and this is a company that has a close relationship with A2 Milk because it supplies infant formula to the group. But the company also warned that profit growth in the year ahead won't be quite as impressive as the past year. Other infant formula players not really moving too much. That includes A2 Milk, Bellamy's and Wattle. Aged care stocks not doing so well. Estia Health, Regis and Japara all down. All three have received broker downgrades today, and all three have fallen about 15% this week on news of a Royal Commission into the industry. CSL and TPG, other weights on the market. CSL falling on no news in particular, but TPG is down after receiving a broker downgrade. And just yesterday, the telco came out with some sluggish profit results. The Aussie dollar at this moment is at 72.2 US.